What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I want to start the show with an apology. An apology to Tony Caligiuri's wife, the lovely Jeannie. The lovely Jeannie. He was telling the truth, Jeannie. He really was, to let the audience in on what was going on. I don't think she believes him. Today is their 14th wedding anniversary. And so Tony wanted to really surprise Jeannie. Yesterday, after the show, he got on a plane and went down to New York. He went to Saks, one of the greatest stores in New York, to buy a fabulous gift for Jeannie. They had plywood on the windows and razor wire.
Yes.
Now, you'll notice the little cuts, Jeannie, on his hands, right near the fingertips. He tried to climb over the razor wire to get you a gift for today, and he couldn't do it.
No.
You'll notice the cuts on his hand. I wish this were TV. What a dedication. But at least he put something online to wish you a very happy 14th wedding anniversary. Is that
you.
True, Tony?
Yes, it is. It's all true. I have the cuts to prove it. They hurt.
So look at it this way, Jeannie. You know how every year it stands for something different. Like on the fifth year, it's this, and on the sixth year, it's that. The 14th year can be plywood and razor wire.
Or masks and toilet paper.
No, masks and toilet paper were last year.
I'm trying to keep up with the times.
Yeah, this is the 14th, Tony. You gotta stay ahead on these things.
Is this a special one?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I remember I was there on the first day, the day you got married. There I was waiting for your pants to be repaired.
And you had the best line at the wedding to George Maziar's.
Oh, yeah. The wedding, there were two lines for the buffet, one on each side of the table. And the buffet was very, very nice. And George Maziar's was there with his wife. And I didn't know George or his wife, okay? They were exactly on the opposite side of the table with me as we're walking down there. And I said, look, George, look at this. There's chicken here. There's roast beef here, but no pork. And, of course, politicians love pork. That's the stuff they can feed to buy votes with. So.
The look on his face was priceless.
And his wife says, George, I thought you said he was a friend of yours. But it was a good wedding, and your pants got repaired, and happy 14th for you.
Yeah, matter of fact, you hear Rochelle Formalwear advertised here on their station for their masks. He was the one who was able to provide the tux and rescued me when the pants broke with a pair of suspenders.
Very nice. It isn't often that people break their pants on their wedding day.
Am I the only one?
Wedding night, maybe. Wedding day, I'm not so sure. And plywood and razor wire. I haven't seen that since my honeymoon bed. I couldn't get over that razor wire either.
Only thing missing is a moat.
Exactly, with an alligator in it. Hey, we got a gator there. Have you ever seen that that program about them gator wrestling?
Oh, that's the craziest thing in the world.
It's on from time to time. It's nuts. Those guys are crazy. They absolutely go alligator hunting because there's big money in alligators, and there's no shortage of them. They're allowed to hunt them. I don't know if they need a – I think they do need a permit because they put a tag on them when they bring them in the boat. But to me, I don't want anything tougher than a trout. You know what I mean?
Was it the Naked and Afraid promos that's out right now shows alligators creeping up while they're standing around?
What they always do in Naked and Afraid, just so you'll know, they shoot film or videotape of different wild animals that are there wherever they're going to leave them off, on an island or here or there. But they never show them anywhere near the contestants. But what they do is they insert it to make you think that they're near the contestants without actually showing them being near the contestants. So it's a little scenes stealer. I don't know if I believe it at all. I think a lot of that is set up because they have, besides Naked and Afraid, they have about five members of the crew that are there. And I guarantee they've never shown a gun. But if one of the alligators was about to eat one of the contestants, I think a gun would suddenly show up.
No, go ahead, feed.
Did you see them calling the director? Wow, we got a really good shot on this one. A huge gator is about to eat the male contestant. Yeah. Is it okay if it's the male? Oh, it's got to be the female? Okay, we'll keep waiting. There must be other alligators. They never show that. And so it's... they're not being deceptive. They're just giving you an idea of what could happen. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. I have a question, by the way, before we go into the break.
Okay, three times a week, but that's my final answer. Go ahead.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, but I'm proud.
If you are invited to a gender reveal happening, party, whatnot, are you supposed to bring a gift?
I don't know. On a gender I think any time you're invited to a party with a theme... I think a gift would be appropriate. Look at it like this. Would you rather bring a gift when you didn't have to, and people say, oh, you didn't have to do that, or would you not bring a gift when you're supposed to? I think you're better off bringing something.
So obviously something for the baby, like onesies, things like that, maybe an outfit.
Yeah, a little onesie. Yeah, something cute for the baby. Okay. It doesn't have to be, a car.
Okay.
It can be something like that. All right, so I slept through the thunderstorm last night. When we come back, I'll talk to the other guys. But I slept through it because I had just taken a shower, and I was relaxed, and I put my headphones on to listen to music and woke up in the morning. I woke up at 4 this morning. I have an internal clock for wake up. My go-to-sleep clock anytime can be employed.
I woke up with a blue moon on my mind.
Blue Moon
Sopranos theme.
Keep on shining. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. So I took a shower last night, and after I put away my duck and things like that, I went down and put my headphones on to listen to music. I woke up at 4 this morning, slept right through the thunderstorm. Now, I understand it was quite a light show, guys.
I guess it was. I slept basically on and off from 3 o'clock until I got up at 5:30 this morning. I did hear the thunder and lightning. Kind of put a smile on my face because that sound.
You slept 14 hours?
Well, on and off. I came home and slept from like 3 to 4, made dinner a little bit after 5 o'clock. I dozed off again until like 7:30, showered, threw a load of laundry in, and by 9 o'clock I was back in bed.
Wow. So you kind of slept through most of it, too. I was worried this morning when Bernie told me how severe it was that maybe it might have hurt the electronic equipment that's in the house to do the broadcast, but it didn't.
Well, it took all of our radio stations off the air.
Did it really?
Yes.
One thing that before I fell asleep, just before I fell asleep, Fox went into digitization.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not awful?
It was terrible. I had to switch the channel. I kept coming back to it and couldn't do it and fell asleep.
We found the high-tech solution. We downloaded the Spectrum TV app on the Xbox and watched Fox that way after. Yeah, because Fox News and CNN, the two stations I go back and forth to see the difference, were both having that digitization problem. And I'm sorry, I'm not desperate enough to watch Lawrence O'Donnell. Sorry, I won't do it.
No, I don't blame you. Now, how about you, Buzzy? Last night, besides fixing your digitization problem, what else did you do?
Well, I mean, that lightning was crazy. So I had gotten to a point where I was like half asleep, and then the storm moved in, the thunder made sure I was awake, and the hail against the window kept me awake. Also, the dog went a little crazy.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Animals do not like that sort of thing. If you've ever had horses or anything like that, you see that they really react. Dogs react to it. Cats, not so much. I've had cats that do and cats that don't. They're kind of like live and let live. Okay, big deal, it's lightning. Unless it strikes me, I'm not worried about it. So that's a good part about having cats. You ever have a feeling that we should change the name of the state we live in? We live in a state called New York. I think we should change it to Moronville, okay? Because we are run by morons.
That's
and
true.
I want you to think about it.
Let's
think
it lightly.
About, yeah, from what we've seen lately, the city of New York, de Blasio, a moron. The state of New York, Cuomo, a moron. The county executive, usually a moron.
Don't forget, AOC comes from New York.
Yeah, AOC from New York. Chuck
Schumer.
A moron. It seems like we shelter morons here. This is like a moron runaway camp.
Can we throw Chris Cuomo in there, too?
Well, we'll put Chris Cuomo
Fredo.
In there, too. Yeah, exactly. It just seems like every time I hear some dumbass statement, it's from somebody who comes from New York. It's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's time to change and get some new leadership in here.
Oh, good.
Can we say that Donald Trump is not from New York?
Yeah. Donald Trump now lives in Florida.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Donald Trump can live anywhere. He used to live in New York. Now he's in Florida. Tom Golisano can live anywhere he wants. Now he lives in Florida. Rush Limbaugh can live anywhere he wants. Now he lives in Florida. These are all people who used to live here,
right.
Who
That's
used
right.
to pay taxes here. They understood the moron and the moron's policy, and they got out of Dodge. And as Rush says, they're always checking to see if he spent any time working in New York so they can tax him. He keeps a daily register of exactly where he is, and if he goes into New York for anything, he makes sure it's social. Because there are things going on in New York, despite the moron that run it.
And, they audit him every year.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Well, now, you talk about harassment. I'm surprised he hasn't slapped the harassment suit on the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance.
I have the new state flag. It's a picture of the U-Haul truck.
Yeah, I think they were going to audit me till they looked and saw my earnings from Entercom and went...
Oh, you work at Entercom. Never mind.
Oh, we can't bother that. We won't even put a stamp on it to tell you that you've been audited. So that's the way that goes. When we come back, we're going to talk about the tug of war in New York State. No, not between the protesters and the rioters, but between the governor and the state. And the governor and, let's see, what else do we have? The governor and the city itself. Lots of things happening there. It is also phase two now. It started yesterday. Phase two. You feel different? Is it the same feeling as it was the day before? Did you finally get your hair cut? Buzzy had to call and be put on a waiting list to get his hair cut. I had my head shaved yesterday. The salon I go to, Shea Bernadette. Shea Bernadette is open 24 hours.
Oh, come on. You don't even shave your own head.
I don't shave my own head. It's too precious to me. I need somebody with a steadier hand. Now, Shea Bernadette, anytime I want my head shaved, she's there with a razor and shaving cream ready to go. There's no large tip necessary. Plenty of free parking in my own garage. And so that's the way. Everybody should have their own hairdresser. Mine is Shea Bernadette, who happens to be, by the way, my fiance. How about that?
My barber is me.
You cut your own hair?
Yeah, I shave my own head.
Lucas does too. He shaves his own. He said his knee. He nicked his knee the other day when he was shaving.
A Band-Aid on his
that
shin.
Is a problem with Lucas. He has pretty feet too. Did you ever notice Rob Lucas's feet?
And the socks with the little ball at
the
heel.
Yeah, the socks with a little ball in the heel. Doesn't that sound like a country you dance? Let's all do the ball in the heel. Come on. Yee-yah. We're trying to inject a little levity. This is the kind of first-class humor you get on WBEN.
Oh, by the way, speaking of humor, where can I get the Sandy Beach jigsaw puzzle that Danny Neverth made?
It's in a protected space. We're afraid of looters. Looters going, oh, look at this. Wow, how about that?
It was funny.
Danny Neverett does have a sense of humor. It's kind of like not great, but it's. I was trying to think of something nice to say, and I'll have to keep thinking.
It would be the first.
Yeah, exactly. I've been with him through thick and thin. Not that much thin, actually. Mostly thick.
He's going to call and say, hey, I resemble that remark.
You know what I'm afraid of now that he's been let go by Weck?
What's that?
That 2.5-minute show he used to do. He used to do a 2.5-minute show once a day for 5 days. Okay? So one of our stop sets is longer than his whole work week. What's wrong with that picture? But I'm afraid he may ask me for money, and I don't know how I can do that. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I think I'm turning into a David Bellavia toady. I really am. Last night, he was interviewing the mayor, Byron Brown. And I'll tell you, it was the most human I've ever heard the mayor. The mayor tends to be very robotic. He speaks robotically and seems to be a button-down guy. We always give him credit for being a great dresser. I mean, I guarantee any conference, any national conference of mayors he's ever been to, he's the best dressed, by far, okay? But I could never really warm up to the fact that he always seemed very planned and precise and not let your hair down and have a few real good conversations. But that was very good interview that was done with him, and he must have felt comfortable enough with Bellavia to do it, but the mayor should do more of that. I think it really shows a side of him we have a feeling for him that we may not have had before. And he talked about what he had to do to work his way up in politics to get a dream job like he has now, a mayor of a city, a large city. And so it brought some understanding to me. At least to me, I'm sure to other people as well, but nice job with a good interview with the mayor. Have you guys ever heard or seen that side of the mayor?
I guess I have a little bit in talking with him at Buff State during a high school basketball playoff game when his son was playing for City Honors.
Oh, okay. How about you, Buzzy?
I have, and it's funny, it was with David Bellavia. A year ago, we hosted a town hall on the new parking situations downtown, and the mayor came in, and I did see a very personable side of Mayor Byron Brown.
And the people that know him, I don't know him. I've interviewed him once in a notable interview. But the people that know him say he's a great guy. Brenda Alacy knows him. She's known him for years and always is tooting his horn, saying that, he's really a nice guy once you get to know him. But I think the problem is he has walls around him so that I don't think it's easy to get to know him, but maybe they're right. So that was good. Great job. Now, phase two began yesterday. Believe it or not, it actually arrived. Has it made any difference in your life? We heard one person anecdotally say that she got her hair cut yesterday, but it took twice as long. Now, I don't know why it wasn't explained in the text of why it would take twice as long. Maybe because her hair was longer or because they need to do social distancing. I'm not really sure if it had anything to do with wearing a mask or gloves, or I have no idea. So all he said was it took twice as long. Bernie, how long does it normally take for a haircut?
45 minutes.
Okay. So, twice as long would be an hour and a half. That takes up a lot of valuable time, and time is money when you're running a hair salon. So I'd like to know, besides the hair salon, what else you did. Are you finally getting out of the house very often? Getting out of the house occasionally, not very often. I think this is the 12th week. We'll complete the 12th week tomorrow that we've been remote. And I've been out of the house three times. But learning. Bernie is our the messenger. She goes behind enemy lines and brings back food, which is nice. Oh, by the way, we've also learned where the good takeout is. There's a place I want to tip you off on today only. They only do it on Wednesdays. And it's near my house, okay? The New York Beer Project has great, great takeout. But it's only on Wednesday. It's today. What you do is you call or you can you can email them, right? You can call or email them and tell them what you want and when you want it. It's lunch only. It's a limited menu. Pardon me? And it's the cheeseburger that I get there is really top quality. And guess what? It's not expensive. They're purposely making it inexpensive. What is it, $8? $8. It's a fabulous burger. The fries are okay. You can take them or leave them. But the burger is really, really good. So the New York Beer Project, and when you go to pick it up, it's at Transit and, Transit and Millersport. Now, that's the best way to describe it. You'll see it's a huge building. A huge building. So give them some business. I want to encourage local business. By the way, anytime you hear me talk about a product like that, I pay for it. I do not get anything for free, just so you'll know, because that's the usual, oh, yeah, he must have said that because they gave it to him. No, they did not. They don't even know who I am. But the bottom line is it's really, really good. So, phase two, has it made any difference in your life so far? We're only into day two of phase two. Are you out of the house more? Tell us about your experience there. Then we also want to get down on the other side, because there's two big stories going on all at the same time. Do curfews work? Now, last night, it's a little hard to say, but last night it was pretty good, I guess. I slept through it. Pretty good in Buffalo. It wasn't major problems. I understand there were some minor ones, but no major ones. So I would tend to believe that curfews may work to a certain degree, but they're not going to hurt you. As far as I can see, as far as my logical mind is going, if you say you must, first of all, if you're going to make a curfew, make it something that's helpful. 2 days ago, the curfew for New York was 11 o'clock. Okay, 11 p.m. was the curfew. I never get to see the 11 o'clock news. I'm in bed by 11 o'clock. I'm sorry, I get up early. I get up at 4. But the bottom line is you got to make it a realistic curfew. So they changed it to last night it was 8. I think it was 8. And it seemed to be better in Buffalo. And I guess it was somewhat better in New York City. It wasn't perfect. There was still some looting, but not as much. So I want to know your feeling on curfews. And say you're, it's not like, gee, I'm going down to Saks to get some jewelry for my wife on her 14th wedding anniversary. But look, it's 8 o'clock curfew. It's 5 minutes to 8. I won't have time to complete it, so I'll get back on the plane and come home. No, it's not like your shopping is going to interrupt it. You're out in the street protesting something. If it doesn't work, what do you think will work? And should the Guard, the National Guard, be called in? They were running a video clip this morning of de Blasio, the alleged mayor of New York City, who says, no, we don't need the Guard here. They're not trained for this sort of thing. And as soon as he said it, everybody came out of the woodwork saying, of course they're trained for that. That's one of the primary reasons we have the Guard. So they were calling him an idiot and all that sort of stuff and say he obviously doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Let's take a break, and when we return, we'll take your calls. If there are any who want to jump in the water's fine. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Man, I almost got caught, too. It was within 2 seconds. Right, Tony?
Very close.
Tony and I have been working together for 23 years, so he knows where my mind is going. and I know where he is going, and sometimes it can be dangerous. The
dangerous.
WBEN7 First Alert forecast today, thunderstorms in 64. Tomorrow, dry and 77, and then Friday, sunny and 81. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here's a rundown of what we're talking about today. It is Phase 2, Day 2. Phase 2 started yesterday. I know the car dealers are back open. Hooray! And the hair salons are back open. Hooray! Are you out of the house? Have you had anything done yet? Have you visited a car dealer? I found out that the person who took twice as long to get her hair cut, it was the length of her hair. She hadn't had her hair cut in some time and then got caught in the bubble of not being able to get it done. So it was the length of her silky golden princess-like hair that made it take twice as long, okay? Are you out of the house more? Are you finally out of the house? Remember what I said? Once the temperature gets to be warm on a consistent basis, people are going to get antsy. And as I look at my forecast, here are the temperatures. 64, 77, and 81 on Friday. That's what I have. I have up to Friday. So people are going to get antsy, especially after spending all this time in the house. Have you been out yet? Do curfews work? There seems to be a difference of opinion. Some say it does, some say it doesn't. But I don't know if it works, but I know one thing, it can't hurt. Cannot hurt to have a curfew, but it's got to be a realistic curfew. It can't be 11 o'clock. It's got to be realistic, depending on the traffic patterns and the lifestyle of your city. And should the guard be brought in? As I said, de Blasio, it's a triangle of morons in New York State. The head moron is Andrew Cuomo. His subordinate, I guess, not directly, but in real lifetime, is de Blasio, who's the mayor of New York. Now, they don't like each other and never have. Occasionally, they'll work together on some things, like the virus, but most of the time, they don't like each other. Cuomo gets on the air and says on the videotape that I saw, last night, meaning the night before, not actually last night, one night earlier than that, the New York City Police did not do their job. And that really riled the policemen, as well it should. They were the ones getting things thrown at them and some of them getting beaten, actually. He said, whatever you did before, when there were prior riots, do it again. So there he is, Andrew Cuomo being a complete knob. And then he also said that he, in a different clip, that he could replace the mayor if he chose to. And I guess law says he could. So if he wanted to, he could just replace de Blasio. I'm not sure how that would go over with the people that voted for de Blasio. It wouldn't bother me, but I think it would bother a lot of people. So then the ball is handed to de Blasio, who says, Mom, we don't really need the guard. We really don't. We don't need the guard. As a matter of fact, they're not even trained for this sort of mission. And that everybody went over the wall on that one. They said, of course they're trained. And when they all said, he basically has never served, that's obvious. But that's one of the main things they do is crowd control. So they are trained for it. For some reason, he doesn't want to have the guard involved. And the governor says, get a hold of it, or maybe a veil threat, I could even replace you. So I'm just wondering why, if you could have extra help, you didn't get it. And for some reason, you know, I heard a politician say, well, you know, we've got the backup of the New York State Police. And then I heard somebody today say the police are there, but they're not present. They're not in the action. And so it's like a soap opera. And then I look and say Chuck Schumer said something dumb again. He says so many things dumb that you get weary just trying to track them down. Who knows what? And the Pocahontas, by the way, wants a congressional investigation on the president walking to the church. A congressional investigation of a man walking to the church, and believe it or not. And they've already refuted the fact those were not tear gas canisters, they were smoke canisters. Just simple smoke. And politicians do a lot of smoke and mirrors. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ohtani!
Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.